the first thing is that we talk about sin, but we don't talk about being sinners. I mean, we're not stupid. We know we screw up. We have a conscience. You know, we feel that tinge of regret when things don't go like we want them to do. But we're not prepared to call ourselves sinners. So we're people who occasionally screw up. But it's only, you know, a momentary lapse in judgment. It's certainly not a defect on our nature. And so often, the sin that we define as the greatest sin of all is the sin of not being true to self. Now, these are not the sins we hear about in the commandments. These are the sins of not quite being enough of what we think we ought to be. Those kinds of sins are easy to confess, but that confession doesn't do anything. And there isn't much God can do about it. You know, it's sort of like, you can do it. You can be the person you want to be. Yeah, you screwed up, but, you know, now we've walked through, we've seen the process, we've seen the light, we put the past behind us, and then we go back home, hoping that we've gotten something that's useful along the way or meaningful. And in a sense, the whole power of God is derailed, both the law and the gospel, by such an approach.